On some previous report on Russia programs, I've told you about the royal welcome we received from the people over there. This picture is a bit of evidence to that effect. John Stedham, a farmer of near Granger, has just received a beautiful bouquet of flowers from some of the children in the Kibishev area where we were visiting a collective farm. And here another picture which shows some of the members of the delegation with some of the flowers. Ralph Olson of Ellsworth at the left, an interpreter next to him, then Stedham, then Herb Pike of Whiting, and on the right, Lauren Soth of Des Moines, who originated the idea for the farm exchange as they were on a balcony thanking the folks for the reception they were receiving. A collective farm homemaker, as we saw her busy cooking at one of the outdoor stoves on one of the farms in the Kuban area, which is in the section around Rostov and Krasnodar. Women at work seem to be the theme of much of the observation that we made in Russia. Women were working everywhere, as I have previously explained. This picture shows a number of the milkmaids at one of the dairy barns. Each of these women has charge of about 10 cows. Women at work at a railroad car unloading heavy roofing material. Notice there are 5 women. Notice also the way they're dressed. Notice also that there is one man. I don't quite know what he's doing there unless he's trying to boss the job. And women at work at a tractor factory. This was in Stalingrad, where a factory is producing a lot of tractors. Notice most of the workers in this picture are women handling lathes and similar tools. And here, young women at work in Western Siberia, in that new frontier of Russian agriculture. These teenage girls, one of whom is barefoot, are using homemade brooms made from twigs and a stick, and are sweeping grain onto a pile, while some men are in the background handling the mechanical equipment, and with some of the straw-covered grain storage bins in the extreme background. Again, men using mechanical equipment, handling work in the harvest fields. This picture also taken in Western Siberia, and showing a group of young men, one on the crawler tractor and 2 on the combine and 1 back at the straw box. They were cutting about 16 or 20 feet at a swath in the Siberian wheat fields. A large crawler-type tractor and a 4 or 5 bottom plow behind it, a man on the plow, a man in the tractor. These furrows were about 2 miles in length. We saw a lot of plowing over in Siberia, reminding us that the national plowing matches would be here in this nation later this week. In contrast to the big machinery in fields, we would see a lot of horses and oxen being used for transport purposes. This Russian farmer and his wife and their little cart were en route to the marketplace with this very fine horse pulling the group. Now a quick glimpse at one of the street scenes on one of the collective farms, or rather we should say a collective farm village. Notice the complete absence of any surfacing, either gravel or pavement or anything of that nature. Just plain everyday dirt. And some of that dirt was washing away on some of the farms. This picture was taken from the distance and shows the serious erosion problem. One of the recommendations made by our delegation was that Russia needs to take a good long look at the challenge of conservation. This picture shows a Russian farmer as he is getting some water for his farm. You'll notice he's using one of the old windlasses, getting the water from an open well, going to put it in that barrel which is on that 2-wheeled cart behind that rather tired-looking horse. There was some good livestock in some parts of Russia, as seen by this large Ukrainian white boar, being admired at the time by John Stedham, who is president of the Iowa Swine Producers, who is on the left, Herb Pike, who is directly behind the animal, and Charlie Hurst and Ralph Olson at the right. Shortly after, we visited the Venze Zarnya hog farm where the previous picture had been taken. I set up our WHO tape recorder and interviewed the Iowa delegates about their impressions in the Ukraine where we were at that time. I'm visiting with Herb Pike, and the others in the picture include Lauren Soth, Ralph Olson, Charlie Hurst, and John Stedham. Dairying was also important, although the quality of the dairy cattle did not measure up to the quality of the hogs. This picture was taken at a creamery not very far from Krasnodar, and we were able to get some of the creamery workers, again, at least half of them, more than half of them women, in the picture. This picture was taken in Central Asia, where it was pretty hot, 110 degrees in the shade the day we were there. Julius Kleiner of Nampa, Idaho, and Ralph Olson of Iowa are seen aboard this desert schooner, one of the 90,000 such animals found on collective farms in Central Asia, where, as I say, it's very hot and very dry. Now, in direct contrast to our visit in Central Asia, we went to Western Siberia by plane the next day, and we got into cold country. It froze on August the 15th. This picture, which shows a grandmother and her two grandsons, gives you some idea as to how they were bundled up as early as the middle of August in that barren territory called Western Siberia. Children at a nursery are seen in this picture with Asa Clark of Pullman, Washington, one of the members of our delegation. As I've said before on some of our programs, this is one of the big question marks in our minds. Children taken from their mothers very early in life and almost never returned to them, except, of course, evenings when the mothers get them again from the nursery schools or the other schools. Throughout the day, they are, shall we say, indoctrinated with the communist philosophy. Here, two of the youngsters, nice little boys, as they were being presented with a small tractor that Walter Riley had given me here in Des Moines just before I left. The little boy and his brother, very pleased about the toys from America. And we received gifts, too, as seen in this picture of some of the robes given to us in Uzbekistan, robes and some of those funny-looking caps, churajakis. We enjoyed this gift a great deal. And we had fun watching the people as they entertained us. The collective farm daughters sang for us and danced for us, as you see in this picture, all dressed up in their native costume in the Kibishev area. We didn't see very many churches that were open. We didn't see very many mosques that were open. This picture shows one of the mosques we were able to get to and which was open. Religion is not dead in Russia, but it is being terribly discouraged. And perhaps on the next of our Report on Russia programs, next Monday night, I can discuss that subject a bit more thoroughly. Reconstruction work is very much in progress in the war-ravaged areas, as seen in this picture taken in Stalingrad, which, as we all know, was very, very badly devastated in World War II. Now it is being completely rebuilt in a very modern manner. We didn't have too much luck in taking pictures of the Kremlin because it was late in the day when we were taken on that Kremlin visit, and it was raining. But this picture does show the big clock tower, a part of the Kremlin wall, and if you look closely, the people lined four abreast as they're going to Lenin's and Stalin's tomb, where we saw much reverence for those two leaders of communism. Inside the Kremlin, some very ornate, beautiful scenes, as evidenced by this battery of big, beautiful chandeliers in St. George's Hall. And notice the beautiful columns on the side. And just in closing, a quick glimpse of Ralph Olson in action as he was in the kitchen on a riverboat when we were going up the Don Canal. He was making flapjacks, pancakes for us, and you have no idea how wonderful they tasted, even though Ralph sort of thought they didn't quite come up to standard. It was wonderful to have some American type of food, and of course, when we got home, we were all more than eager to again have this good American food we all enjoy so much here.